Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, thank you all so much. It's so wonderful to have you here with us. Mondays can be so painful.
They are.
You know, they are. But we have this to look forward to.
And they're over pretty much now.
We're on the down.
Your work day's done unless you work a back shift.
Right. And, of course, anybody here in the studio with us is all doing, you know, they're observing social distancing. They have their masks on. Yes, they are definitely being very per protocol, if you know what I mean. So we are ready to jump in with you as soon as we do our little spiel first off. And I will introduce first Veronica. She's here. You won't be able to see her. I don't think. I don't know.
You can. You can see me. I'm putting my hand in front of your face.
She prefers to remain on the sidelines.
I'm there.
So she handles all the paperwork. She's the one that's keeping us on track. If you comment the Psychic Love Doctor page on Facebook or, I guess there, she will be the one that responds to you initially.
Yes.
And explain that you will be giving an angel card reading.
Angel card reading when Deb is done with her lovely card.
Sometimes we kind of almost forget, so if it looks like it's time to say goodbye, it probably isn't.
Yeah, don't say goodbye. Also, we have Jimbo. We call him Jimbo Baggins over here.
Jimbo Baggins.
And you handle, tell them what you do.
A little everything.
I manage the Facebook Live feed. I am in doing comms with the radio show station. And I like to talk on the radio, too, when I can do that stuff.
She loves to throw in some rather sarcastic humor and humor-filled anecdotes here and there.
Much-needed anecdotes.
Yes, so he will be. He may seem at first like a bit of a wart.
Wow.
But he will grow on you.
Never heard that ever before. Never.
As our token male in the team, he is, you know, we love him to death. So it's all in good humor.
And then we have Mr. Gibbs. He's standing in.
That's right. Gibbs is our mascot. You can't see him. He's under the table. And I assure you.
And he wasn't drinking.
And he might be licking our toes.
And he's all canine. Let's put it. All right. Now, Jimbo, you do your little spiel, and then we're moving on.
Important things is, since this is a radio show you call into, is the communications.
Really?
Cell phone, speakerphone thing. Really bad idea. Great for everything else except for doing these radio shows. It's too tough connecting to the internet, whatnot. Just go right to a regular phone, hold it to your face. I know it's a horrible thing to do, but you got to suck it up for the show, please. And watch your background noises, car windows down. If you're walking and huffing and puffing, you know, if you're in the breeze, sometimes the wind, you don't bother you, but we get it. So do what you can to minimize the sounds, and we will have a good experience.
Turn off your children and your pets.
Yep. Take them to silence.
Yes.
We also want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Right.
We hope you enjoy yourselves.
And we add that as a bit of a disclaimer, because sometimes we'll get people that are very unfamiliar with how a reading actually works, what the, you know, what the structure of it is, and how not everything that is perceived in a reading is actually going to become reality.
Yeah, yeah, I guess, you know, they probably watch too much TV.
Well, and the, right, know, and the thing is, you
see the crystal ball people on TV and stuff.
We all have our own free will. We all are able to change our lives through choice and change, which enables us, using these tools, to navigate a new, whole new future for ourselves. In reality, potential is bigger than your house, bigger than the planet. I would say it's as vast as the universe itself.
The galaxy.
The galaxy. Yes. So,
if you were an international caller, what should they do? What would you tell them? What they should tell, let us know, because why?
Because we don't expect you to waste your house money on calling in.
And we'll give you a shout out.
We'll yes.
That's where I was going.
Well, shout out, and also we'll do our best to work you
we'll
in.
Try to work you in. I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen, but we'll see what we can do. Speaking of which is why I was leading this, we have Jackie from the land down under.
Jackie!
And we have Maria from Pakistan.
You know, we're going to someday,
awesome.
We're going to have to come and visit all of you, all y'all.
Who from Pakistan?
What's her name from
Maria?
Maria.
Yep, just like the old West Side Story song.
You know, and it's just as a little aside here. Back when we were all hunting for Osama bin Laden.
Oh, boy.
These cards insisted he was in Pakistan. He was practically in the cards. They were saying he's in plain sight. And when that, I got to tell you, when that all came to pass and we heard it on the news, you know, shows, I have to admit my jaw dropped.
You were then, I might be good at this.
I might be a little good at this.
Right.
My mother was like, why don't you call up the FBI and tell them? And I'm like, oh, right. Mm-hmm. All right. The FBI going to want to see the psychic love doctor.
Right.
So with that little bitty bit told to you, I think we can now move on.
Yeah, we have the callers are stacking up. I guess everybody's pretty jamming tonight.
They need a phone number.
That phone number is 646-595-4274. And we got a whole bunch of people that know that phone number. And let's start out with one of them. Area code 509, the state of Washington, 509.
Hi, Washington. What's your first name? And welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And my first name is Mindy.
Mindy, have you called us before, Mindy? Okay, it sounded familiar.
I believe I have. You guys sound familiar, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
She might not know.
You know.
That's okay. I think you've called us before, too.
I think so as well.
So it's unanimous, we all think.
What's on your mind, Mindy? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just trying to maybe see if you guys could, since you knew where Osama was, maybe you'd know like what the... how do I narrow this down to a direct question?
Well, tell us a little something about the situation.
Well, a little about my situation. Let's see here. with which part, the kids or, you know, I don't know, courts or I don't, housing,
okay.
I just,
no,
yeah, everything. Everything.
Something I have to put out there, and I don't believe it's part of your first message, Jimbo.
Right.
The internet gods get a little freaky if we start to dispense any kind of legal or medical information because we don't have the credentials. But I can still give you like a workaround, or I mean, I can look at the situation.
A little bit of info, but it won't be a diagnosis or anything.
Right,
like that.
So are you dealing with the situation?
Yes.
With your children?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to tell us a little about it? I can look at it for you.
Well, they went and they've gotten another restraining order because they took something I said out of context when I was trying to get through to my daughter. So they are living with her, with my ex's mother And so they're just looking for a reason to find any reason because of what's going on with their son. And I believe that her son has done some things to my kids. And so therefore I'm being charged with this for what he's done. I'm being charged with it, with false reporting. But so now they were letting me speak to the kids even with the restraining order, and now they've gone and they've even outside of the court rules, it says there's not supposed to be serving me papers on my supervised visit times, and they go and do that anyway, and then they enter orders when there's not enough time in between me being served. So now I've got another order which is void because it doesn't have any legal merit and doesn't follow the rules. So I'm dealing with, you know, that. And so.
And Mindy, you sound so stressed from all of this.
Sounds very messy.
And Grandma sounds very
huge. It's not even just that. It's everything in my life. I mean, that's just the biggest, you know.
Yeah, it's just one of them. That's too bad.
I'd look for my own hitman, but I can't find him. I have too much vanity.
Completely joking, because we would never talk about things like that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding anyway.
How many children do you have?
Two.
And they're both caught up in the situation with Grandma and Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. And how old are they? Because that's important.
16 and 13.
Okay, now they should have a level of awareness about what's going on. And even, you know, the courts will even listen, especially to the older child.
Yeah.
I want you to know that this whole thing is eventually going to break wide open. And you are going to come out of this better than you ever thought. Now, that I don't feel is legal advice. I'm not telling you to, you know, go hire, you know, A.B. Johnson.
No, you didn't tell her to take an action.
No. But I want you to know I don't see this as everlasting. There is a secret that's going to come out. And
I asked
about the ages of the children because I'm thinking one of them is going to be truth teller.
Oh,
all right.
Thank God.
And that's
and it might be in your favor.
And that, right.
Yeah, in your favor type truth teller.
So some would say... Turn to prayer.
I don't want it in my favor. I just want it to can you come back in 15 minutes? I'm on the phone, an important call. 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's all going to find its place of resolution.
Right. I was thinking that exact thing.
And if you worry about these children, that they're going to be damaged emotionally or in some way impaired from all of this, I'm not seeing that. I really feel they're going to come out and be very strong adults. And my late husband had a situation very similar to this with his only child. They lived 20 miles from us, but he was never allowed to see his son. And the cards had indicated there would come a point once he was old enough that he was able to actually be the reason that the situation was resolved. And those two, the mother, or what is she? The mother of the father?
Yeah, she's an adopted mother.
Well, she needs to get her nose out of this.
Right.
You know, I don't see her as a constructive individual in all of this, but let me tell you, it's all going to come out.
Okay.
It's all going to come to, like I say, a place of resolution, and those kids are both going to go on to very happy futures. And I think you're
okay.
Going to come
out. Can you tell me a little bit about because it's important for me to know if I'm planted in my ground correctly or not. So. Do you sense that there's been anything that's happened? I mean, like, have I been wrong? Because it really hinges upon that for me.
As far as you
knowing,
being at fault, wrong? Yeah,
no, not at fault. But I mean, were my suspicions wrong about my kids with their father?
Well,
and the abuse.
I think there's something particularly about the son. Okay, and often in family dynamics, there's one kid, one child that gets focused on that the abuse is levied on that one child. So, you know what?
Yeah.
Mindy, I'd love to keep going on, but here's what you do. If you want to turn to prayer, if that really helps, do it. Otherwise, try manifesting a fabulous future for you and the kids. Try to send out lots of positive energy, even if it seems fruitless right now.
Okay.
You know, a miracle can happen in an instant. A situation can change overnight.
Right.
So I want you to call us again because
yes.
We must move on, and I feel terrible.
And
but
I want to give you this.
Yeah, you've got an angel.
Angel card reading, stand by.
Now, again, this is not Deb. I am not empathic in any way, but I felt like this was a good one to have. This is the You Know What to Do card. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
There it is. So, and
okay.
I stand to correct you, Miss Veronica. You are extremely empathic. Okay. Well, Mindy, our hearts go with you, and we're going to hold you in a circle of light and love
through
this.
And please call back. Give us an update.
Yes, please. Call us.
I certainly will. Thank you, guys. I just got chills all over.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please take care.
Thank you.
Luck,
God bless you guys.
God bless you, too.
They're like, oh, I got one, too.
Yeah, you know, when you get the chills, that's really saying the message
is resonating.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Take your word for it.
Well, that really got us off the launching pad, didn't it?
Yeah, that was very deep. We usually don't start out deep.
But we did.
But you got to go with what you got to go with. That phone number to call in is 646-595-4274, and I just want to make sure that the calls are still in the same order they are. And the next caller is from area code 501 from Arkansas. 501.
Arkansas.
Razorback.
Kansas. Yeah, welcome to the show. Who's on the line with us, please?
Hello.
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 Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Okay. My name
and your
is
first
De'Asia.
Name?
De'Asia.
De'Asia.
Oh, I saw her in the room there.
Have you phoned us before?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
no.
I had a feeling. All right, Veronica, do your thing.
Asia, you're a brand new caller.
Yep.
Yes, you are. And that was your little welcome aboard song.
Where are we calling from?
Arkansas. Yep.
I can't call it anything else. That's how I've been calling it since I was a kid. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But people that
probably don't take kindly to
that.
Take
that.
You know.
Nice.
All right.
That's how I know how to spell it.
Well, then just do that in your own head.
Tell us give us a little details and what you'd like to know.
So I just wanted to know. I'm single. Been single for I just cut cords with a long distance relationship, and I was just wanting to know if I had any new love coming towards me or if I was going to have anyone coming towards me in love.
Okay.
Oh, love.
Well, I am going to lay out your cards now, and for those of you like you, DHS, you might want to know that I'm not just doing a quickie pull of cards. I am actually using 24 in a layout.
You say that to
okay.
Don't know anything about it, and it doesn't plug. Theo.
Right, and we are hearing some feedback.
It's good to say that. Did you have somebody in the background yelling at you?
Children, maybe.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, that's the TV. 1 second.
Oh.
Well, good. At least it's not somebody really yelling at you. We thought maybe somebody was.
That sounded kind of scary.
Sounded like somebody was angry at you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Right off the top, I'm seeing new love, and it's on the way.
Yay!
And
love
it's attached to a card of serendipity.
Ooh.
I love this card because it means when you absolutely least expect it, there it's going to be right in front of you.
Isn't that typical?
So that would be
when
right here.
When I least expect it?
Yep.
Least expect.
Okay.
You might be looking your words. You might be in a hurry.
Yeah.
And there it's going to be right in front of you, and you'll be just awestruck.
Yeah. Isn't it like when you lose your keys, you can't find them, and you look and look and look and look and look, and then all of a sudden you find it in some unexpected, weird place that when you kind of get.
That is so funny that you said that, because that actually happened to me a few days ago. I was looking for some keys, ready to go walking, and nobody could find them. And they were just in plain sight. I looked down, and the keys were on the floor in plain sight. Wasn't expecting.
Yeah, that's a stroke of serendipity.
So hard that you actually, your vision gets not as good.
You get blurred, right.
They get tunnel vision.
Right. So I want to tell you that it's going to seem, now we're all coming up on a very emotional holiday.
Yes.
That we're not able to, you know, mix and mingle and celebrate and have that warm, fuzzy, gooey feeling at heart. But when you find yourself, and it's right here connected to what she's wanting to know, you are going to be feeling the lowest, the absolute lowest. And there it's going to be your moment that's going to just practically shoot you to the moon.
Okay.
And it involves you. And I see, I see a new partner for you. Now, do you have any children, Deasia?
No, I don't.
Okay. You don't. But I am perceiving that two of you would create new life together.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. And it's under a designation.
Oh, it's the
It's under sure to come true.
Sure to come true.
And I'm seeing, well, I'm going to hold them up just because I am so excited. But there is you, there is he, and there is the bringing into the world of new life.
For those that are actually.
Yes, if you, yes. So you can turn away from the past and look to the future now. And you might be thinking, well, when, Deborah, when?
Right.
Well, I'm going to say, oh, I'm hearing soon, like, say, January.
Oh, my.
Ish.
That's really
you don't have to, it is. You don't have to worry about missing it.
Right.
You don't have to worry about where I'm going to be.
Quit searching for those keys.
Yep.
Right.
Just let it happen. It'll happen, honey, in its own best. Yep, in its own best way and time. Now, if you call us again on our next show, we can delve deeper into this.
Yeah, be a regular.
Yeah,
okay.
And a lot of folks call a lot.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Sure, yeah, we love that.
So you try to look up and stop looking down because things are really going to get better for you.
This is a good card.
Oh,
and by the angel card.
Yes. You have, like, the best. Here, now that you know what Deb has told you, you're not going to miss it.
Right.
You now know to go forth and conquer, okay? Your card is victory card. It is Archangel Gandalfon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Faith, exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
I feel it.
Yeah. All right, hon. We're feeling it right along with you. All right, you take care
and
now.
And we hope to talk to you next
week.
You too.
Yes, please.
You will. I will definitely be calling back. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Take care.
Yay.
These are going terrific.
Yeah, it's cool. They're all over.
Let's see, some great energy.
Now, Arkansas, where is that in the calling? We're not six.
As in what?
It's in the south.
So is that a...
Way more south than us. Oh, I think it's in our time zone.
I just didn't want to say in the time zone.
I believe it's in our time zone.
I thought it was central.
I believe it's in our time zone.
Okay.
All right. Shall we?
We shall.
Carry on.
646-595-4274 is the phone number. Call in, and we got lots of them.
All right.
And we're it's going to be one out of two people, but let's see who it is. Area code 806, Texas. 806.
Hi, Texas. Who's on the phone with us?
This is Ann. How are you guys?
Oh, there she is.
It was flip a coin.
Hey, Ann. How are you doing? How's it going?
It's going good. Thank y'all. It's kind of cold today, though.
Yeah, we're pretty cold up here, too. We're just south of where all the snow is happening.
But how cold is it at area code 806?
Yeah, how's cold?
Well, it is 40 degrees right now.
Oh, that is freaking cold.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Anne, what's on your mind? What can we work on with you?
I just kind of want to see what the cards say is going on in the background. You know, still being quiet, but I'm still being positive and staying busy. So just wanted to see what the cards have to say.
It's good to keep checking on a situation. It really is.
That's just smart, actually. Yeah. Keep monitoring it.
Well, I actually have a question for you.
Yes.
Before actually going into all the details, I wanted to make sure that when something happens where you've had it for a very long time and you like purchase gifts for certain people, have you gotten all of your Christmas holiday shopping done? And are you doing any reflecting on things that you've purchased for certain people,
like a certain someone?
And if you have, do you feel like you'll keep it, or do you feel like you're going to go burn it in the backyard?
I think the only thing I had bought was two t-shirts, and I may give those to someone else, or I may use them myself. That's it.
Okay, good. I feel like if that happens, that is a way to either move on or heal and not be angry anymore in case something comes up in the future.
Well, and it's debatable which way Anne you'd want to go.
Right.
If the situation brings him back to you.
Right.
I don't know how I would feel
to have
been cast off, you know, like a dirty sock.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I want her to be the bigger person, of course. But I also don't want her to feel guilty for having it or holding on to it or whatever.
Well, I want to let Anne know that right now things are, let's just say they're doing a lot of talking back and forth. That seems to figure strongly. Remember I said, I really feel that the husband in this situation is going to find out.
Okay, good.
I really do feel that. And I don't think they're going to move toward a divorce, which would make the other man maybe pleased or, you know.
Right.
I don't
feel not farewell in the situation.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. If the one that's married that's cheating isn't proactively pursuing the divorce, guess what? They probably really don't want one.
Probably not.
Right.
He's going to find out this is not going to be a situation that is ever going to work.
Right.
Okay. Right. And what I want you to know is never should you take on any kind of owning or responsibility.
No.
Don't go back over all the different, you know, conversations or times you shared and wonder, where did I go wrong? What did you did nothing wrong.
And the milk has been spilled. You can't just cry over it. It's over. It's a pass.
So I'm actually perceiving a new interim relationship coming along for you.
A door opener.
For me.
Yes, for you.
Okay.
In the meantime, and this might seem to be like throwing a wrench into the situation in the event that so-and-so does try to come back. I think it's actually showing you that you have options that, you know, you just might have found somebody better.
The reigning men situation.
Yeah. So let's all, you know, we're all going to have our little, I'd say, old ghosts or whatever hanging with us during the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tough. But I do see sunshine at the end of this darkness.
Ooh.
Especially with vaccines on the horizon. Yeah. So be mindful of your money. That is one thing that's showing strong here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we talked about this before, but just watch for the those that hack like debit cards. And there's a well-known hamburger chain here that every one of our family members that went there, I don't know if I shouldn't say, but every single one of them found on their bank account other charges that originated from that place.
Well, good thing I don't go out to eat. I have no money.
Right. So there you go. You're safe.
Thank you.
So, Anne, things are going to look up. It's just going to be, you know, a little bit more of the same, but things are going to get better.
Right.
Okay. And sounds good.
I still really think he's going to end up at your door yet.
I think so, too. I keep on having a feeling.
Not maybe so much in the flesh, but as far as phone, text, you know.
Or something being dropped off and being rang. Right.
And you have an angel card.
I do, and you have one. Oh, okay. Just when Deb was saying it, too, I just feel like I have a little bit of everything. All of the cards connected to it are all really good. You've got a peace card. Peace just comes from remembering. And then you've got a compassion card. And this, I'm thinking, doesn't mean really for certain people. You can put the compassion where you need to go. It is soften your heart with respect to the situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
A little bit.
And I think that right there is where people go. They kind of miss that. They feel like it's to go towards other people, but really forgiving yourself and having compassion and sympathy towards you and working on you, maybe even pampering yourself.
Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anne, we're going to send all kinds of nice, happy energy your way.
Yeah.
And you watch and see. This isn't over yet.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we at? 6, 7 o'clock now? And
The clock. Oh, yeah. Well, I think he's at around 6 now.
Yeah, I was thinking
where
that.
Where he's at the farthest up. If you look at a circle, and I don't know what you call this, but there's a point on the top of the circle and one directly at the bottom.
180 degrees apart.
There it is. So then after this
the
is
the evolution of emotion.
Yes, yes.
He's at the remorse area, right?
It's heading towards
that. 90,
180, 270.
Because reality is going to smack him right in the face.
Reality check.
Come in. Well, take care, honey.
Need to smack
we
him
love
in the face.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay,
boy,
bye-bye.
I'll
picture that. She can go right ahead.
I think so, too.
I'll even stick it on her car.
And, you know, I got to say to everybody, if you can exit what has been a real, a slap in your face in terms of a relationship where there's dealing with loyalty, honesty, trustfulness, if you can have the integrity to literally walk away and don't do all this vengeance, you know, it's all it does is create bad energy.
Yeah, you know, that's typical of young people.
It is.
Okay, but if you've been around the block a couple of times, you really don't need to.
I admit, there was a time in my life.
Probably when you were super young.
I was 18, 19.
Well, that's what it's always going to happen. 18 to like 20.
A guy who drove a brand new car.
Sure.
Decided he didn't want to date me anymore and dumped me. And a girlfriend and I went in the middle of the night, drove to his house and egged that brand new car. And I felt so guilty after that.
So all you young men out there, if you're between the ages of 18 and 25, make sure you have full coverage with very low deductibles for the girlfriends.
And
sneak up and key your car, puncture your tires, abba-da-abba-da.
I know I have a friend, it actually was a Seinfeld episode, that fished their car. They put several fish underneath
the
seat. They
real
fish?
He was out of town, and so for a week he came home, and he had to get rid of the car.
Oh, my God. Now, that might be a little
too much. It was a little much, but it was a bad situation.
Yeah, well, you know.
He could have.
That's criminal, too. That is criminal when
you
actually do that.
So be careful.
Yeah, true. And when you can.
Criminal vandalism.
When you can walk away with class and grace, boy, I think that's where it hits them hardest.
Right.
Yep.
Really.
What you can do is. Funny thing is you can sneak up and tape a sign on the back of their trunk or something. Maybe they won't notice and drive around with it for a while. But there's no damage or harm in it.
Saying like,
funny.
I'm a lying
I am this, I am that, I am that. But then, you know, they tape it off and the cops will come to you and arrest you.
If you, whatever.
There are things you can do where you won't get in trouble.
Love sluts. Honk if you love
sluts. Yep. Okay, guess what? We are on the downhill side. We went over the hump. So we are on the last half of the show. We would like to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy yourselves. And why wouldn't we? The first half has been good, and the second half will too, because we got lots of callers.
That number is
646-595-4274. And I like these because they're kind of mystery. The next caller is all ones.
Oh.
We don't even know. They could be from another planet in theory. We don't
even
know.
Think about that. If aliens start calling, I'm going to know.
Could be Skyping from Mars.
That we are reaching other realms in the galaxy. Hello, who's on the phone with us?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I didn't know because, you know, I'm a mystery. There's many other mysteries out there, too, I'm sure. it's Anne from Boston. Haven't called in a while.
Oh, yes.
A
blast from the past.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So how are you?
And how is Boston?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wet. Nice and wet.
Is it rain, not snow?
No, we don't have snow. No, we're waiting for Thursday. We're going to have a blizzard on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And we're just going to miss it. Shucks, right?
I'm looking forward.
What can we work on with you?
I'm having a bit of bad luck, so maybe I need some warnings of some kind. I still haven't found a better place to live. And it was true
right.
that two women were trying to help me out, but they're unsuccessful because of the economic situation now. So that kind of fell through. And I got hit by a car, so I'm trying to recover from that. Yeah, so I'm wondering.
Were you in a car, or were you walking?
I was a pedestrian.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my lordy.
Well, did you have many injuries, or... You know.
Mostly internal, no bones broken, but it's been a while. So it still hurts.
Well, we're sorry to hear that.
So that's what I'm trying to recover from other things, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, things can only go up from here.
Right.
All of us seem to have our own sad, tragic stories.
Right.
As
we're
working through all of it. You know, the way I try to balance it for myself is I think about the serious stories that are in the news. For instance, those two little kids in Florida that were on vacation with their parents and a truck hit them at a miniature golf site and they were killed on vacation.
Yeah, I know. I do that and then I say... You know, then I feel guilty, like, you know, I say, oh, I don't have it as bad. But then it's like, yeah, all the other stuff's going on. Yeah, I do have it pretty bad, too. And then I feel guilty for thinking like that.
Well, what would you like me to propose to the cards for you?
Well, I'm supposed to have an astrological shitstorm approaching. So I'm a little nervous about that. And I just wanted to see if there's any warning that I need.
And it's from astrology?
Yeah.
Did I hear?
The astrological poop storm.
Did you have your chart on, or are you just reading this?
I watch it. No, I watch it all the time. I watch mine all the time.
Okay. All right.
Well, can I ask you a question? When you are hit, is the other person that hit you, are you able to track them down?
Well, maybe it wasn't a hit and run.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. It wasn't at all. I can track them down. I just haven't had the physical capability to do much of anything right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm laying out your cards.
Yes.
So we'll see the whole scope of things for you. And, of course, Veronica is going to find an angel card for you that really resonates for what you're going through. You know, I've got to tell you right off the top, state of mind here is playing a huge role for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, you've been through such a...
Shitting back.
A what?
Crapping back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And then the whole astrological information. I think you're going to have to... kind of rewrite your own mindset Because what I see here is you have the ability to rise above all of this with your own, okay, what would be the word? With your own gumption that you're not going to let this take you down.
Right.
Excuse me. And I do feel that there is going to end up being a good settlement for you. Not that that will alleviate the pain and suffering you're going through now. But I'm also seeing that after the first of the year, there's going to be a huge shift in your life. I think you should look forward to that rather than the shit storm that's in the astrological chart of yours. I think that we do hold the power to change our own reality.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah.
We do. We just sometimes we think we're powerless.
Right.
Yeah. So what I would do if this was me, and this is how this method works, I've read this information about my my sign Aquarius. Let's see, say I've read that. I would take this as a sign that I'm supposed to elevate above that, you know, the details of that information.
Right.
And I would be determined to go above and beyond rather than allowing this to just, you know, rest with me.
Sit and swim in it. Right.
Yeah, I like that. And your 2021 is going to be a good one for you, Anne. There's no doubt in my mind. And like we told the lady, wasn't it previously about faith?
Yeah.
Wasn't faith? But faith is big. Faith is huge.
And it can be tough to muster up.
Oh, God,
sometimes.
Yes. Try to watch. We have stopped watching the news.
Right.
I don't remember when we've watched the news.
Yeah, don't
and
do that. Don't bother.
Watch lighthearted stuff, right? I agree.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, you should take those messages and use them as inspiration for the future.
Right.
Starting with this minute right now. Go ahead.
Well, what I've seen like a whole change in me. It's like finally I've gotten angry at all the injustice and all the physical problems that I've had to deal with, and I've gotten angry. I've been treated unfairly, you know, and I just say, oh, it's okay, but it's not okay. So I turned around in another way. I'm angry right now. I am very angry.
And I will tell you that anger in the cards is perceived as one of the most motivating fuels. Like if you were going to, fuel into an airplane,
right.
Anger can get you from point A to point Z, like you would not believe.
Right.
And you know what I want to tell you? We'd love to stick with you, but the producer's saying we're having tons of calls.
Right.
Would you do this and call us back in our next show so we can build on this with you? Yes, please do. So Angel card
reading.
So I'm going to give you four that were all on top of each other. I don't want to give them all to you because that would be unfair. But we've got chakra clearing, take back your power, breathe, and courage. And if I felt like all of those needed to be said, because I am sitting here on the verge of tears and how much you are not just angry, I think it's also going through all of the emotions of trying to get past what just happened to you. And over the time has what has been happening to you. So I think that the chakra clearing and taking back your power really resonate with me. And so you're going to call upon to Metatron. That's Jim's favorite.
Awesome, Angel.
Clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. And I thought that would be good. And taking back your power. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest.
There we go.
Blessings in your life.
All right.
Manifestation.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Well, and thank you. Yep. And you give us a call soon, all right? Because we'll work some more on this.
All righty. Thank you.
Be well.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Night.
All right. Now we're in the horse race stage.
This is the last stretch, so we're going to be sprinting. So
all right.
The next few callers, we're gonna probably shorten it a little bit. 646-595-4274 is the call-in number. Our next caller is area code 208. From the state of Idaho, 208.
Idaho, welcome to the show. What is your name, please?
We've been there before, I think.
Hello, Idaho. Terry. Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys are just getting so excited about Idaho, which I love to hear. People don't usually get excited about a little old Idaho.
I don't know that anybody's called us ever from Idaho.
I thought they have.
Well,
Terry,
yeah. Have you called before? Are you first
I've never time? Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, yeah.
All right. Well, Terry, well, you're a first-time caller.
We love
Welcome.
Doing that. Yes, Terry, what can we do for you as our first-time visitor?
Well, I'm a bit of a tech head. I'm into technology, and the song will play now. The song played.
Uh-huh.
It's just we put it in post, so you couldn't hear it. But it did play, I promise you. But I'm a tech head, and so I'm interested in what kind of technology you use to do your psychic stuff. What kind of technology you're working with to tell the future?
Oh, so it's not about yourself. I'm just curious why you want to know this.
Could you rephrase the question?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a big tech head, so I'm curious. I love the idea of a see the future and everything, and I'm just curious, what kind of technology do you work with? I do have a question about myself, too, though, if you'd prefer that.
We can do that both. We'll do them both.
Deborah uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, so that does not involve technology. The only technology we use is to convey her message to talk with people, but the technology is not involved with her of card reading.
Except that I did have a designer put together.
Yes, you have an app. You have an app out there.
I do have an app.
But for right now, it's just pure playing cards
right.
in your hands.
The right. app is based on a random program. I believe it's Ajax. I'm not sure what the name is. But anyway.
Oh, my ears perked up for that. That part. Now, what kind of cards y'all working with, though? What kind of cards y'all working with?
I use ordinary playing cards.
She prefers poker.
Yeah, poker deck.
She likes the size. It fits better in her hand.
And there's face cards in there.
And then Veronica's using a deck of angel cards.
Angel cards. That's a different at the end of the read. And she takes out the jokers because they're not part of the game.
What's your question, Terry?
Can I ask a question about my future?
Yes.
Yeah, we would love that.
Do you think that I will be alive do you think I will live long enough to be in a situation where I could have a girlfriend that is a robot? I'm like a sentient, like a AI robot that I could have.
I think that is cool.
We like that. That is awesome. We love new questions like that.
I mean, they have designed now these dolls
that
are very lifelike, and they're putting chips in them. But I don't think they're quite what you're referring to.
I know he knows that we're on the edge of the technology. He's just wondering if it's going to get there in time for his life.
Lifetime, yeah.
Well, we're
I want to be able to get married to one. I want to be able to get married to one. I want to be able to go up to the altar and kiss my robot wife on the lips, and I want her to say I love you, and I do.
And, you know, even if you're playing with us right now, we can still work with this question.
It's a great question.
I'm not playing with you. Listen, I promise you I'm not playing with you. I don't joke around about technology. I'm dead serious about it. I'm dead serious. I never make jokes about it.
Okay.
We don't want to get you upset, Terry. Okay.
He's not upset. He's just very passionate about
your robot wife might hunt us down one day.
Well, I know someone that actually married inanimate objects.
They've allowed it
for a year. Every month, she found something that she loved, and she legally married them.
What was that Melanie Griffith movie?
And
Cherry 2000.
Cherry 2000.
That was a pretty cool movie.
If that can be done, I think anything.
Well,
my personal.
I love that you said that because I got a great segue for you here, Terry. Your cards are saying, why aren't you thinking of being on the cutting edge of that technology?
Right. Like, why haven't you done that?
Since you're such a tech head, is that what you referred to yourself as?
He might not be a robotic tech head.
No, but
he could be a software.
He should be.
Which is part of it, though. Software, robotics are all built together. They all come into play in this new robot woman.
They do. And I am seeing that your insight would be extremely valuable within that industry, and it's going to be hot. I hate to say it, ladies, but I think robots are going to
take over.
They're going to take over, and we might have to get our own robot husband.
Or you chickas got to step up.
Chickas. Carrie, I really see you developing your... Okay, remember, this method is based on potential.
Mm-hmm.
You have the potential to connect with creators. Now, remember, I don't know much about this field, but there's innovators and creators and designers.
Well, it's like all the thinking is outside the box, so the people that are in this field love it.
And I feel you've got some sort of special vision to bring to this. I even see her right here. Look at, I mean, they won't understand, but this here is indicating that he is meant to be part of this. It's like a movement. And there she is. She's the queen of clubs. Would be the first one.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's very
So Terry. Is Terry with us?
I think he dropped.
Oh, he did? Okay,
well. That's a bummer.
Anyway, for all of you wondering, Terry, I never possibly fathomed. And now that he's, words have energy, and now he's put it into words.
Yeah.
Watch it start to happen. And I don't know if I like it or not. You know, they can't.
Damn.
Okay, let's go.
Wait.
She's
got an angel card. He can watch it.
Spiritual understanding. I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. And to me, this seems very technological. So
yeah,
that seems a little like it's supposed to be there. Go on.
The question was outside the box, and I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
I liked it.
I really thought, well, if he's kidding, we
I didn't think he was.
No, of course not.
All right, we have to move on because we have minutes left, and we would like to hurry up and squeeze in another caller from this 504, Louisiana, 504.
Louisiana.
Hi, Louisiana.
We only got a few minutes left. Let's rock.
What's your first name?
Hi, Hello. Debbie.
Hi there.
Debbie.
We're up against it.
Okay, Debbie. From one Debbie to another. Yay.
Debbie from LA.
We only got a few minutes, so we got to really rock.
Okay. All right, Debbie.
We apologize.
Yes. I kind of am like the lady before with a little bit of bad luck, but I really feel like it's ending. And I was just wondering if you see, if we're going to be specific, I guess a new job or better.
For a job? Something better than what you have?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want the light at the end of the tunnel of bad luck and you want a new job.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and we've all been challenged by what's going on.
Yeah.
It has really been a hard time.
It really has.
Do
you want a J-O-B job?
No, I want a passionate career.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
And I broke my wrist.
That's what I mean by
the bad luck. I've been falling and just a lot of weird stuff. And I have a broken wrist right now. But I feel positive. I feel like it's over.
Well, they say when it rains, it pours, but then the rain goes away.
You could also try saging. Get some sage.
White sage, not the
stuff.
Like you're the third person to tell me that. Yeah, so that's a message.
I think you should do it in white sage.
White sage.
I personally love the smell of it.
White sage actually is the best. That's actually the best. But you cannot find it. You will not probably be able to find it in the store. So finding it from like an outside, getting it online or whatever.
From Sedonia. You can get it there.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I've got to tell you, there is a woman out there. Gosh, Jim, you're making me nervous.
We have only a few minutes left, and they're not realizing it, so I'm sorry.
I want you to know that there's a woman out there who is going to be leaving her position. She's sad about it. I really feel it's an early retirement, and this is figuring because you are being designated as the one to take her job, and you're going to love it, and you will hear about this, I believe, through word of mouth. I need a few more minutes next time to be able to get more specific.
Yeah, the last caller always gets jerked.
But I really feel that it has lots of room for advancement. The money is going to be terrific.
Yay.
You are going to be in the right place at the right time, yes. And we're going to give you yes. So hold on to that. This should raise your vibration, knowing it's out there and it's coming to you. All right.
Yay.
Now you. Yay! You
stand
bet.
By for your angel card
does
reading.
Does she know this person?
I feel you could hear this from a male friend.
Okay. Well, the first card I got was relationship harmony. The angels are opening hearts of everyone involved. Arguments, conflicts are being resolved. But the next card was divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Yeah, order. There
order,
is yes.
Order.
And I can't wait till you tell us about you received this job, and we're going to celebrate it with you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Try not to be the last call. Last call gets short.
Yeah. 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 And
I'm happy I got on
earlier.
Though.
Yeah,
we're happy too, but we're so happy that you get short.
Yeah, and I know that I'm gonna turn the lights on any minute, Debbie. Next time, call sooner.
Right.
And we'll get
you
in sooner.
Okay.
Welcome. Take
care. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, what if we got a minute left?
Yep.
Well, just enough time to thank all of you for being with us, calling, sharing with us.
Yeah.
We never
so fast.
Yeah, we never script the show, so please know that everything is right live.
And if you're watching the whole show, you know it's not scripted.
No. So we're going to see you next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That would be 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
Right.
And we want you to know we love you. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.